In our last take 10, we were talking about the 12th principle, finishing off the notion of an imam of the Emunah Shleimah b'Bias HaMashiach. I spoke about the fact that there's a very, very well-known controversy going on right now in our time and for quite a while, generations before, in terms of the current situation with Eretz Yisrael. They have a right to go back to Eretz Yisrael, to rebuild Eretz Yisrael, to take possession of the land, to build up all the cities, and move forward with what we would hope would be what we call as Chalta de Geula, the beginning of the process of redemption, which culminates with the coming of Mashiach, who concludes all of the amazing achievements that he alone can accomplish. So he had mentioned that there's a very important Gemara that's quoted at the end of Ksubos, where the Gemara tells us that Rabbi Zeira Havi Kamishtamet Minei the Rav Yehuda. Rabbi Zeira, who was a famous Amora, used to try to assiduously avoid his Rebbe, Rabbi Yehuda, because he had plans, he was making plans, Lamei Sakliara, says Gemara, to go up to Eretz Yisrael, but he knew that his Rebbe would be very angry if he found out, that he would be opposed to him, because Rabbi Yehuda was the one who said, Kol Olam Bavli Eretz Yisrael Ova B'Yaseh, whoever goes up from Babel, Babylonia, which is of course the area of Iraq, and goes to Eretz Yisrael, is really negating a positive statement from the Navi, from Yirmiyahu, where it says, Babel yuva'u v'shama yiyu hayom pakti eschem u'm Hashem, that you will go to Babel, to Babylonia, with the exile, after the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, and we're talking about the second time, and you're going to remain there until the day that I come to take you back. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, even every individual is confined to remain in Golos until Kadosh Baruch Hu signals the time for the return. Rabbi Yehuda, on the other hand, felt very differently, and the Gemara explains that there is this notion of the Gimel Shivuos, of three different oaths that were taken by Bnei Yisrael that have to do with Bnei Yisrael not stirring the pot. The Pesukim in Shir HaShirim, which says, Hishbati Eschem Benos Yerushalayim, says it three times in three different ways. I have made you swear, your daughters of Jerusalem, that you cannot begin to awaken and to stir the love that I have for you until it has reached its point of ripening. In other words, Rabbi Yehuda believe that we have to see that Kadosh Baruch Hu wants us to come back. And the way that we will know that Kadosh Baruch Hu wants us to come back, according to this opinion, is that the signal will come with the sending of Moshiach. And that will tell us that Moshiach, who's clearly, a messenger from Hashem, Moshiach ben David, who's going to ultimately revive the Melucha and reestablish the Davidic dynasty, he will be the one to bring us back. So the Gemara says that was the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, that we are stuck there. We have to wait it out. And we, of course, know that this is very much the philosophy of the Satmar Rebbe. Rabbi Zeira, on the other hand, disagreed with this, and he quoted this opinion from a Tana, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Hanina, that Gimel Shivuos Halal Ulama. There are three different times that it says these psukim, three times, and the Gemara says that each one teaches a different dimension. The first one, according to this opinion of Rabbi Hanina, Shlo Yalu Yisrael B'choma, the Jews should not go up with force to take back Eretz Yisrael. The second one, Shlo Yimudu B'umos Olam, as we remain in the diaspora, we should be loyal citizens. We should not stand up in uprising and rebel against the host nations where we have been placed. And the third one, the most important one, Shehishbiah HaKadosh Baruch Hu of the Kochavim Shlo Yishtabu Bahem Yisrael Yosemidai, that he made the nations of the world take an oath, listen to this, take an oath that they would not subjugate the Jewish people under their control in a very tough and ruthless kind of a way. So now the opinion of the Satmar Rebbe is clearly based on the idea of the Shavua. So we took a Shavua that we would abide by the will of the nations of the world, and that if Mashiach doesn't come, that Kadosh Baruch Hu signals that this has ended, then we're not allowed to go back. We cannot go back on our own. But according to many, many other Gedolim, this is an incorrect interpretation, because the Gemara tells us that there were three oaths, and the three oaths, according to many Poskim, including my beloved Rebbe Rav Soloveitchik, his brother Rav Aaron Soloveitchik, Rav Lichtenstein, many other Gedolim, say that you cannot say that the Jewish people's hands are tied, that we remain in Gaulis, to be persecuted, to be imprisoned, to be tortured, to be far worse than that through all of the, you know, crusades and the Holocaust, of course, the ultimate disaster, where it's beyond belief how the non-Jewish nations have completely violated their end of the bargain. Shalish Tabu Behem Yisrael Yelsumi Dai. Yelsumi Dai, they can't do too much. Taking us, rounding us up, putting into cattle cars, sending us off to concentration camps, then ultimately the gas chambers, the crematoria. That's not extreme. That's not too much. You can't even imagine anything more extreme than that. And so many believe that what they did over history, and certainly in the 20th century with the Holocaust, means that all the Shavuos of Bnei Yisrael, the Kadosh Baruch has given to us, are completely abrogated now. And therefore, we have a right to go up, and we have a right to settle the land and to go forward. And so this is the justification. This is further seen in the Seder HaBrachos, which were written by the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah. We have brachos that tell us a very clear and delineated picture of how step by step the redemption of Jewish people will unfold. It begins after the first six brachos that deal with the needs of the individuals, and I've spoken about that in tefillah classes many times. And then the last seven brachos of Bakasha, beginning with Tehavi Shofan, going up to Shema Koleinu, that's the end of all those, the section of requests. Those are brachos that have to do not with the individual, but with Tzarchei Tzibur. Tehavi Shofan means the Kadosh Baruch Hu, right? Bring about Mekabes Nidchei Amo Yisrael. You're going to bring in the ingathering of the exile. And sure enough, this is exactly what we have seen in unbelievable, breathtaking proportions going on in our time, where Jews are coming en masse to Eretz Yisrael from the four corners of the earth, just as the Bracha says. We have seen Yerushalayim Yochal Racham and Tashuv in the sense that Bona Yerushalayim, city of Jerusalem, is like burgeoning. It's sprawling in all directions. And the amount of building going on, the amount of incredible innovations going on, is just breathtaking. And so we're now towards the very end of that whole section, which is Semach David Avdecha Mehemah Satzmiach, but it goes step by step. The last final steps, of course, is the coming of the Mashiach, and then Shema Koleinu, which Mepharshim tell us means the ultimate way in which Hashem hears how it feels is through the Beis HaMikdash. And only Mashiach, as I had said, only Mashiach can be the person to succeed in that final goal of building the Beis HaMikdash. The Vilna Gaon was very, very, very strong about this, as I had mentioned, as was a contemporary of Shneur Zalman of Liadi. Both of them sent their Talmidim early on to begin this process that's delineated for us in the Shmoneh Esrei. And it's for that reason, as I've mentioned, that many, many of the Minhagim of the Vilna Gaon, which others disagreed with, are in place throughout Eretz Yisrael. Widespread observance, such as not saying V'chashem Yolam Amein V'yomein, and not saying V'shom Ebnei Yisrael Shabbos, and things of that sort. It was because it was the Talmidim de Gra who settled, you know, the land, and who worked the land, and who really laid down the foundation of the standards of religious Jews, and those are followed till this day. Okay? There's another very important proof of how we see that Eretz Yisrael is truly ours, and this one is based on the Torah itself. There are very, you know, clear sections in the Torah known as the Tochacha. There's one that's found in Chukosai and another one that's found in Kisavo. The one in Chukosai is really the shorter one. The one in Kitavo was almost double the amount and terrifying things. But if we look at the one in the Chukosai, so there is a pasuk there that says the following. This is in Perakav Pasuk Lamed Beis. The Torah says, Hashimosi Esa'anani Esa'aret V'shamu Aleha Yveichem Hayoshim Bar. I will lay the land desolate, and even your enemies will not be able to turn this land into something that can be fertilized, and you can grow crops, plant seeds, and harvest, you know, crops and have food. It's going to remain in that state of desolation. And Rashi makes this amazing commentary, which speaks to us so much now in the years that we are living, you know, in Eretz Yisrael, starting from the early Chumsim, from the Vilna Gaon. Zumi the Tovli Yisrael. even though this is part of the Tocha, says Rashi, this is a wonderful pasuk. This is tremendous, you know, sense and source of strength and of encouragement and a blessing to Jewish people. Why? Shlo yimsu ha'ayvim nachasurach b'yartzam shetehei shomema b'yoshivaha. That for as long as the land is in the hands of our ayvim, of our enemies, they will find absolutely no success. The land will remain completely desolate. It will not be capable of being cultivated. No matter how hard they try, they will fail. Only when the Jewish people come, then we will see that the land will begin to sprout, that crops will grow, trees will be planted, and sure enough, this is what we have seen, how it was the early Chalutzim, the pioneers, that succeeded in turning Eretz Yisrael green. Only they could figure out how to drain swamps, how to plant crops. It's not them. It's Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's Kadosh Baruch Hu signaling that the land is ours, and only Jewish hands putting in labor and cultivating that land turned this holy land into a blessed land that blossoms for its children, provides us with food. We will continue discussing Eretz Yisrael. It is so appropriate in the days following Tisha B'Av that we should be talking about this, because we are truly living in extraordinary times. This will be the recreation of Jewish life and the Jewish people's return to our land. Have a wonderful day.